Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going immediately to the surface of the planet Mars, to the old standard Curiosity, the rover on the surface of Mars, and Bob giving us photographs that are not believable until you get used to the fact that Mars is different than Earth profoundly. It's an alien planet. And Bob, is it gravity that makes these strange formations?
So I have on Behind the Black, my website, a post in which I have some two cool images showing Curiosity after it moved through, entered the Maria Gordon Notch, which is now in the mountains of Gale Crater and Mount Sharp. It's in the Foothill Mountains. And yes, these images are of an alien terrain, John, and yes, gravity, the low gravity of Mars, 39% of Earth, is a contributing factor, but it's an alien planet in all ways, we have to remember. It has a thinner atmosphere, it's much colder, it has no life on the surface at all, and the geological processes over eons there have not been anywhere similar to the ones that exist on Earth. You don't have plate tectonics, you don't have water, you don't have oceans. You might have, but, you know, that's a maybe, and we still don't understand how it could be possible. So that's all these reasons are why this looks alien. So what I have is two pictures. One is a picture after it came through the notch. They used the navigation cameras to look back to take a picture across, out of the notch, and across to the rim of Gale Crater. And this is just a really cool image because they're now up in the mountains, so there's a lot of stuff they no longer can see. They can't see over the edge. And so what you see in the distance is the floor of the crater, about 10 miles away, and about 1,700 feet lower down. They're now 1,700 feet above the floor. And in about 20 to 30 miles away, you can see the rim of the crater. It looks like the mountain chain, but that's actually the rim of the crater. And then in the foreground, you see the rocky surface terrain that's pretty much all around them now in the location they're in. And this is just very alien and very barren, and there's no life. That's the first image. And the second image is a super cool image taken by the high-resolution mast camera on Curiosity, looking closely at the top of one of the cliffs of that notch as the rover was going through it. And this is from a different angle, this cliff edge looks kind of like the old man of the mountain that used to exist in New England. But from this view, what we see is a spectacular overhang that on Earth would be impossible. Because it's made up of many, many, many thin layers. Surface material on Mars tends to be delicate and less concentrated or dense because of the low gravity. And so even though it's more delicate, the low gravity, even this overhang, these layers don't break off really easily. It's just hanging in the middle of the air, and it couldn't be possible on Earth, I'm sure of it, the nature here. And so it's just really cool, John.
It looks like it's also crumbling over time. Is that?
Oh, yes, I'm sure that that's the case. I mean, like anything, you have a very thin atmosphere, but that atmosphere does produce erosion. And, of course, the seasonal changes, even though they're cold temperatures, there's wide swings in cold temperatures, and that is going to cause erosion. And so you're going to have sections break off, but you would not have them break off to form this kind of delicate overhang anywhere on Earth. And it's a really cool image.
We leave Curiosity to come to the new guy. Perseverance scientists are looking at Jezero Crater for water. And they're looking for water because why, Bob? What is the search for water?
They're not looking, John, I got to clarify here, because they're not looking really for water. They're looking for evidence of past water. We have to be very clear about this. The Jezero crater had evidence that that it might have had a lake, and there's a delta that flows into it, a mud delta that also suggests it was once water or a lake in the crater. And so they're looking to see what caused what the geological history of the floor of the crater is. The rover is still in the floor of the crater checking things out. And what they found was a little surprising to them. They expected the layers at the surface of Jezero crater to be sedimentary rocks. In other words, material that was laid down by the past water that was there. But they've instead found that a lot of the rocks they've looked at are actually igneous, which is actually volcanic in nature. Now, that there would be volcanic in nature rocks in Jezero isn't really a surprise, because when an impact happens, it produces what they call impact melt, because it vaporizes and melts a lot of the rocks that are there. And so when it starts to harden, you get left over igneous volcanic rocks. But to see them right at the surface is the surprise, and that's interesting. So it suggests that there was a volcanic activity, that's probably the impact, followed by several periods where water covered these volcanic rocks. But apparently they didn't cover them or lay down a lot of sedimentary material on top of them, and that's a mystery. They're gathering a lot of data on the floor of the crater, John, because that's their baseline. When they climb up on the delta and beyond, they're building a database of layers, just like at Gale Crater, and they're beginning this way, very detailed on the ground.
Wherever Perseverance goes, so goes its little buddy, Ingenuity, the flying toaster. Still performing well, Bob? No problems?
Well, this is a flight we've already talked about. They gave us some preliminary information. It suggested they had flown. Well, they've now, on a Twitter feed, they revealed that, yes, they successfully flew on December 15th, completing its 18th flight. This flight took them, this flight took them north, returning to the original landing area, but they have not yet released specifics on the flight itself, so we'll just have to wait, but it was a success.
And Bob, about Ingenuity, it's way exceeded its specs, right?
I mean, yes. There was only supposed to be a 30-day engineering test program. It's now done 18 flights over a period of, 9 months? So it's 7 months since it was deployed. So it's definitely done far better than expected, and it's still operating. And they'll keep flying it until it finally fails. Just to, an engineering test, test till failure.
Success telling us that they can be more aggressive the next time they launch Ingenuity's little buddy. Now, the anxiety over Christmas Eve is not just, will Santa Claus recognize me? It's, will Webb launch successfully? What is Webb, Bob?
Well, the James Webb Telescope is 10 years late and 20 times over budget, but this infrared telescope designed to study deep space cosmology they've now confirmed a launch date of December 24th, Christmas Eve, from French Guiana by the European Space Agency Ariane 5 rocket. The telescope is encapsulated on top of the rocket right now. We just have to cross our fingers that this works, John. That's all I can say. It's scary. Let's put it that way.
Well, all the bumps that we've watched between the lab and where it sits right now have given us reason to think, Bob, there'll be some more bumps before it gets into space. The Webb Telescope, Christmas Eve, just a bump, Bob. I didn't say a crisis, a bump. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Anything funny happens on Christmas Eve, we'll be right back to report it. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.